Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Aviana. How may I help you?
Yes, Aviana. Customer service. What company is this, please?
I'm a third-party call center.
Okay. For what company?
So I do work for multiple different agencies. I can see if you're billed by one of our companies. Could I have your zip code?
Okay. The company is noted as General Electric. No, General Electronics. THELAT. That was far deducted from my account, and I'm not familiar with that company.
All right, could I have your zip code?
33411.
All right, so that's 33491.
33411.
Okay. And your first and last name, sir?
Ronnie Glover.
Okay. I don't see anything here matching your zip code. Could you verify your phone number?
You're getting a lot of information, ma'am. I just need to know what this company is so I can contact them directly. It's either. If you're a third party, you don't represent an electronics, General Electronics, THELAT. That's as much information I can get, and with this phone number.
Okay, well, I do apologize about the inconvenience, sir. I'm trying to see if I can help you pull up your account so that you can find your correct information. All right, Mr. Glover, I found an account here. Match your name. Could you verify your address for me?
Okay, what is that company? I'll work with you, but I need you to work with me as well. Because
okay.
This is a problem and I'm trying to solve it. And I don't like giving out so much information. You can maybe tell me what you have. I can tell you yes or no. Even part of it. But what company is this associated with my name?
So it's for the Platinum Ultra Smartwatch?
Ultra Smartwatch.
Yes, sir. You were last billed on the 14th, $56.95.
Yes. Okay. That wasn't supposed to be that amount at all. It's supposed to be deducted from that. And it's relevant to a watch, but that watch is associated with what else? It has to be associated with something else.
All right, well, I do apologize about that. It looks like on the 8th you ordered a smart health planner, and this smartwatch did come along with that, and so did the charge for $56.95. I went ahead and got the subscription canceled. Would you like the cancellation number?
Yes, please. Yes, I would.
All right, so it's C as in Charlie.
C.
201.
201. C201050. Okay. And that's the cancellation number?
Yes, sir. That's to let you know your account has been canceled. You won't be billed any future charges.
Okay, can you show whether or not between that particular deduction and has there been another charge associated with that particular account or plan?
Okay. Well, I do apologize about that. I did get everything canceled. I can process your 50% refund of the $56.95. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Okay. How will I receive the 56,
on the card that was billed.
What if that card has been canceled?
It'll if it's as long as it's a bank card, it should go to whatever new card is on file because it's attached to the bank.
That may not happen. That may not happen. Could you mail it to a post office box?
No, sir. We can only do refunds through the card that was already billed.
Okay.
All right, okay. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Yeah, last question.
Yes, sir.
How long will it take for that transaction to, for you to attempt that transaction?
Within 3 to 5 business days.
5 days. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Take care.